Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
Hate makes you stupid, but love heals. And loving of yourself is the most important thing, because loving of yourself is how you can give love and understand that your ideas of love is simply that, ideas, and that love don't really hurt. It's your ideas of love that hurt, because love is unconditional. It has no conditions. So how can it really hurt? Okay. The only reason why you have hurt and pain and anger and confusion and manipulation and all this other stuff that really is tearing down your life, especially if you don't have a balance, because in the world, it's not really, it's a balance if you look at the whole world, but if you look in personal lives and everything, we tend to do the negative thing more. We tend to put ourselves down more. We tend to be more angry and more hateful and more jealous and more, you know, needy. All of that stuff is like low vibration stuff, which embodies, you know, hate in a lot of ways and different levels. Love is the more vibration of, you know, hope, faith, joy, happiness, forgiveness, understanding, peace, and, you know, and what we want to feel most of the time, feeling good, you know, feeling great, feeling powerful, feeling like anything is possible. That is the high vibration. That is what love really is. Therefore, those things are the things that save you, because if you have too much of the bad, so-called bad, okay, with the so-called, what we call bad in human life, you know what I'm saying? And you constantly have that with no hope, no love, being somewhere in the midst, there will be no life, because it's impossible to have life without love, without some type of something that's going to keep you going, some types of things that keeps you moving. And, you know, it's people out there that have lives that seem so bad, but I guarantee you there is some type of love, some type of energy or high vibration in that situation that keeps you alive, because love keeps you alive. Hate kills you. It destroys you mentally, physically, verbally, any kind of way. It destroys you, because hate has no power. I always teach this because it's true. Hate has no power but the power that we give it. Okay. And the only reason why we have hate versus love in life is basically for the learning experience, for the spiritual, you know, your spiritual being having a human experience, basically for our learning experience. But we tend to knock it out of balance and have too much of one and too less of another one. You know what I'm saying? And in a way, I'm going to be really honest here, in a way, you do have to kind of be, I'm overly self-absorbed, I guess you can say, and selfish, because you kind of have to be overly, like positive about yourself in a way, in a lot of ways, because in the world, they're so negative and so jealous and so hateful and manipulated. And so people are going through so much. And I just feel like, I don't want to really say the world, because it's really like, sometimes you're in environments where they want you to feel less than, or you're in environments where people's vibration is not as up to par, I guess you can say. And this is of me personally talking, not my spirit, because my spirit, you know, okay. This is me personally talking right now. It feels to me like a lot of people, and this is just the situation and environments I'm experiencing, I guess you can say, because not everybody's going to feel this, but this is just my personal experience. But it just feels like in the world, we always putting down each other. We're always looking for flaws. It's always like what we can fix, and dishonesty, and, you know, we got so much fraud out here now, so much identity theft, so much theft period, so much hacking and so much lying and so much fakeness. Like, even with social media, it's a highlight of life and everything, and people is acting like they're going to concerts and they haven't been to concerts. Just like I found out, this is what girl said she actually say people's like concert things when they go to concerts and then post it on her stuff and act like she went to the concert and stuff. And it builds her followers and everything. So there is this like attraction to unauthenticness in a way. So I kind of feel like you do have to be overly positive sometimes, especially depending on what environment you're in. And I do feel like you got to be like, I don't want to say, what's the word I'm looking for? You kind of got to be overly self-confident and everything. Instead of self-absorbed, it's like you got to be overly confident and you got to make sure that everything, like I make sure everything that I say about myself is on good because it's on good and I'm making sure I'm always in power and always in control of my thoughts and how I feel and how I maneuver in the world. And it's like you got to kind of overly do it because like people, it's pretty much negative and everything. And you gotta kind of like control your reactions. Like I say, I make people react to me because I'm not gonna stop talking for people on a positive level. I'm not gonna stop talking about changing your life and being wonderful. I'm not gonna stop singing. I'm not gonna stop dancing. And then, like I said, my neighbors ain't learned that yet. They slow. Okay. So, and at the end of the day, I'm not gonna stop my joy and I'm not gonna stop my happiness. I'm not bending my greatness. I'm not bending my light. Okay, for anybody, because I've done it and I'm over it, and it made me feel just as bad as I see most people be feeling in this world. I mean, it makes you feel unworthy, basically, is the main word. Okay, you feel unworthy, and then because you feel unworthy, it's like you try to bring down other people. Like they always say, hurt people hurt people, and at the end of the day, all this mess and stress and drama and depression and everything, at the end of the day, the key word, the simple word that people hate that I love so much is love. Because at the end of the day, loving yourself is what's gonna make you say, I love myself. I gotta get some healing. And I gotta love this skin I'm in. I gotta love this body I'm in. I gotta love the race I am. I gotta love my hair. I gotta love who I am. And you can, if you wanna dye your hair and all that stuff and all that, have fun, 'cause I do it and all that stuff. And if you like I had to accept that I'm more sexual than I thought. So it's just like you gotta accept that sexual. You gotta accept that, hey, I can get low down and dirty with you if you want to. I just choose not to be like that because I like to feel good most of the time. As I always say, you may not can't do something all the time, but you sure can do something most of the time. And people choose to do most of the time is do negative talk. Talked, you know what I'm saying? Because I done it. Talk about myself badly, thinking I'm not cute, so calling myself ugly, or wanting to change this, wanting to do this, wanted to do this, wish I act like this, wish I had that. It is destroying you, okay? And then it's like, I wish this, and I want this, and this is wrong, and this is right, and this ain't right, and complain, 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 complain. Complaining is a low vibration, so. I'm just gonna put everything in a hate versus love thing because this podcast is about how love can save you in a way, I guess you can say. So, it's like that's the energy of hate because all you're doing is saying that you don't like yourself, and then you expect to love yourself when you're hating everything about yourself. Okay, so it's kind of like, how are you gonna ever love yourself if you're just gonna continuously hate yourself? That's like a contradiction. Okay, so it's just like you got to start, like all the greats say, okay, you got to start looking at what you love about yourself and everything. That's why I'm really like, even with people that are white and everything. That's why I always say, even though you white, be proud that you white. Just don't continue the white fragility, and just don't continue the white supremacy. Just try to be move the path forward. Make sure you speak up when you see it and everything. And I admire people. They're not really white. We like Caucasian. Okay, I admire people that can stand up for the right thing. I can go when their family say some stuff and be like, hey, that's kind of racist, and even if it don't click, and because we all know hate makes you stupid, and sometimes when you okay, you know what I'm saying? So even if it don't click, you're standing up like, hey, we gotta respect human beings for human beings and all that stuff. Just like I always tell the story, like when I had the Mexican friend and talking about he wants to be white. Like, enjoy being Mexican. Like, stop trying to be white. Like, you're Mexican. Accept it, okay? like, who cares if you're in America and you feel like white people is in a certain statue and you're a lower statue and you want to be accepted by these people? You need to learn how to accept yourself first. And in life, yes, and spiritually, there's no such thing as race and sexuality, and we are just human beings, and that's great, and I say it too. There's only one race, the human race. But in life, people like the category, you know, we have these illusions so that we can learn and grow and become better as a human being, and so that the spirit, you know what, but we have these categories because it's just something that the human brain needs. So you have like race, and you have like sexuality, and you have all these things that people basically box in the spirit for a reason, which I totally understand. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you got to accept, okay, I'm a Mexican guy, and it's okay to be Mexican. It's okay to be God. It's okay to be me. It's okay to be Mexican and like rock and roll. And it's like, it's okay to be Mexican and listen to hip hop. Like, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? And I understand, because sometimes culturally, your parents and stuff can also be like, hey, you know, you need to listen more to, you know, your kind of music. You need to learn Spanish and all that stuff, which is true. If that's your culture, it's good to learn it. But it's also okay to be, hey, I'm Puerto Rican, I'm Mexican, I'm Dominican, I'm Jamaican, whatever it is. I know my culture, I know my language, but I also like hip hop. I also like a lot of things in American culture and all that stuff. It's okay. Golly, people. Okay. Be yourself. And I always think about my, the Mexican dude, because I sometimes still think, does he really think like that now? Because I remember he really did not like being Mexican. And I basically was fussing at him, kind of like, I guess, like how his parents would fuss at him. I'm like, you should be proud to be Mexican. Like, that is the most craziest thing. And it's just like when I hear black people and all that stuff, because even my people, you know what I'm saying, can be like, you know, sometimes, you know, you can meet a black person that like, or you can meet a white person that says, you know, I'm black, and you know, I got, it's just like, girl. And the reason why I bring this up, because I actually met a white dude over New Year's that was saying, like, you know, I'm black. You know, I claim my blackness. I'm not white. Because he was talking about white people like he wasn't white. And I was like, you know you white, right? And he was like, nah, I claim, you know, I'm black. I'm part of the black community. It's like, no, you're white, okay? It's okay to be white. And it's okay to be white and like black culture, okay? And try to take it, but you're still white. Let's not act like you're not white, because, you know, you don't have to go out here, okay, and be judged by being a certain skin color. So it's okay. Like, you're white and you like black culture and you hang around black people and most of your friends is black. I get it. But you are still white. Accept that so that you can love yourself. You're a white male. Okay. Like, and it's just like, accept that, own that, be that. Just be a white male that has black friends and love the black community, and you stick up for the black community because you relate to them and you know them, and you don't want your friends who may say racist stuff, or you just want to shut that down. Just be the change that you want to see, so that you don't have to say, hey, I don't really fool with my white folks. I like fooling with the black people. I like, you know, I'm claiming my blackness. Like, that's cute and all, but you're still white. Just be an ally, just like a straight person who's, they can't be gay. I mean, they can try to experiment, okay, and see if they like it or whatever, but if it ain't their thing, it ain't their thing. That's why we call people allies. Oh my God, can we learn the word allies class? Allies. You don't have to be gay. You don't have to be true. You don't have to be white. You don't have to be Puerto Rican. You don't have to say, I'm black, I'm claiming the black card and all that stuff. You're just being an ally. That's what allies do. We stick up for the right thing. We love you for being a human being, and I am your ally. I'm not gay. I'm straight, okay? But I'm an ally of the gay community. I'm an ally of the transgender community. Okay, I'm not black, okay, even though people love the term act black, but you really can't act black. You really can't act right. All you doing is acting human. And there's different cultures. You may be acting culturally like a certain person, but at the end of the day, there's black people that know how to talk proper, okay? Just like there's white people that know how to not talk proper, okay? So it's not really acting white or acting black. It's just, you know, it's just you living your life, okay? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, so it's just like, because, you know, most of them when you like, because he was talking like slang and all that stuff and had kind of like a little, he was like, I'm acting black. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, because somebody talk proper, our people like to say, oh, you acting white. They're just, they talk proper, okay? They like to enunciate all their words. It's okay, okay? You know what I'm saying? It's not acting white. It's called enunciating your words, okay? But anyways, and that's why you gotta love yourself, okay? Because how the hell you gonna love somebody else? Love saves, honey. Okay, it really does save. Okay, love saves. If it wasn't for love, black people be still slaves. You know, I say this all the time. If it wasn't for love, you probably wouldn't even be with your wife. Okay, if it wasn't for love, you wouldn't have no parents, okay? If it wasn't for love, you wouldn't have no grandparents. If it wasn't for love, you wouldn't have girlfriends and boyfriends. If it wasn't for love, you wouldn't have a good family you can call on. Some people ain't got some of this stuff, you know what I'm saying? But you got somebody that love you, and you love somebody, honey. And I love what that, what Tyreek said on YouTube. Tyreek from YouTube. He said, if a friend was talking negative about themselves, how you talk to yourself, like, oh, I'm so ugly, I need to change this and I need that, you would not want to be around that person. You wouldn't want to be their friends. You'd be like, girl, you tripping, you look good, you try to be positive, but you talk so negative and put yourself down so much that it's so sad, okay? And you tearing down yourself, you wouldn't even want to hang with you. So why the heck you expect somebody else to hang with you with all that hatefulness? You know, people go out in this world and hate so much and talk about and gossip and do all this wrong stuff and they know it's wrong. But at the end of the day, they wouldn't even want to be around people like that. Criminals got to watch other criminals. They might steal from me because I'm a stealer. And then you're like, I need to move away from him because I got to watch my things that I stole. I stole these things and now I gotta watch them because they might steal it from me, okay? Even criminals don't really like criminals, girl. Come on now. It's love that saves, not the hate and the jealousy and the ignorance and stuff you be doing, girl. Come on up, like Maya Angelou was saying. Come up. Thank you, Maya Angelou, for coming in, okay? Come on up. Come on up, okay? Stop being down there, girl. Come on up, okay? Love is what saves, okay? Okay? It's people out here broken, and guess what made them whole? Love, okay? Somebody cared about them and said, hey, you can do better. You broken. Guess what helps you? Speaking and talking. Somebody cares to listen to you. Caring is part of love, okay? Okay? Everybody be like, oh, psychiatrists and stuff get paid. Motivational speakers get paid. Preachers and stuff get paid. Yes, everybody got to get paid to make a living. Okay, it's okay. Some people get paid more than others. Some people make millions and get to ride private jets and all that stuff. I used to think like that too, but at the end of the day, they got to get paid for their gifts. They got to get paid for what they do, like you got to get paid for what you do. Okay, people trying to live their lives, okay? If you end up being a major singer and everything, you be like, oh, they ain't doing nothing. They ain't no real job, but that is a real job. They working, honey. They singing, they performing, they on stage for hours and hours. They gotta practice. When we laid out and sleep, honey, they still practicing and getting the stuff together and still going through choreography and all that stuff. Oh, it's a hard job, okay? Everybody like talking about it until they get in them shoes. I bet you couldn't even do half the things Beyonce do. I bet you couldn't do half the things that Michael Jackson had to do. I bet you couldn't do half the things that Prince had to do. Talking about they ain't doing nothing but singing and dancing. That's easy. I bet you couldn't do it, honey. I bet you couldn't stay up all day and all night and get all that stuff together, honey. You be like, oh, girl, at least at my job, I only work 8 hours and then I can sit down. Girl, okay, get it together. Okay, get it together before you start talking. I used to be just like that, too. I used to talk like that, too, until I grew up and started learning myself and loving myself and started really paying attention, because love is what opens your eyes, honey. Love is what opened them ears, honey. Love is is what brings peace that passes all understanding. Love is the very thing that keeps you from reacting to ignorance and knowing your power and knowing your worth and knowing how to move in this life. It is love that saved you, okay? Not your money. Although money is nice because it keeps a roof over your head and keep them bills paid, it is love that saved you. It's a lot of people out here ain't got love. They didn't have good parents. They didn't have a great grandma. They didn't have a great grandpa, okay? And a lot of them, he chose to be in the hateful, they chose the hate side. They chose to be bitter and pity themselves and to not uplift themselves. They chose to go down that road and look at them, okay? And it's some people that didn't have none of that, and they chose the love side. And like, you know what? I know my parents wasn't there, but I'm going to talk it out. I'm going to get healing. I'm going to work that out because I gotta have a better life. I got to live good, and I got to go for my dreams. And I know I can do this. I can make it. I didn't have no parents. I didn't have nobody there for me. But I can do this. I can do this, and I can do that. And they got the life that they want, okay? So you making the decision every second to hate our love, hate our love, hate our love. We all are making that decision all the time. And love is the only thing that's going to save you. And hate is the only thing that's going to continue to make you stupid and keep you down and out. Okay? So you better decide, do I want to do jealousy or do I want to say, hey, there's nothing in this world that I can't have. Okay? And I can get that too. I might have to work a little bit harder. Okay, I might have to be uncomfortable and fight this and get out of my same old moods and my same old things that I do every day, but I can do it. Okay, do you want to be a stealer, a hacker, a liar, a cheater, or do you want to say, you know what? I'm going to keep on moving in this life because there's nothing I can't do, be, or have as long as I stay positive and as long as I keep going, as long as I get healing. It's uncomfortable now, but the other side is always going to look better than their other side because their other side can end up in jail, prison, kill, shot, and you can end up rich, prosperous, happy, and love, family. It may take some years. That's okay. Because they, you know what I'm saying, like people be seeing drug dealers and all that stuff, fast money leaves fast, okay? And fast money can end you up in prison, in jail, shot, and killed, okay? Everybody like to glamorize, okay, being drug dealers and all that, the mafia and all that stuff. Girl, then you got the FBI on you, okay? Police harassing you, people trying to kill you. Girl, there ain't no life. It is love that saves, okay? Choose wisely, okay? Do you want to be saved or do you want to be messed up? Okay. Do you want to continue to be depressed, stressed, and hurtful? Okay. Or do you want to grow up and be in love and become prosperous? It's a journey. I understand I had to do it. And I still constantly got to do it. It's a journey. It's going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to cry. You're going to get angry. You're like, these feelings, it's just so much feelings. I don't like it. It's the other side that matters, honey. Well, try to continue not doing the feelings. Look how you doing, okay? You don't love yourself, okay? Walking around here, hateful, mad, and angry, depressed and stressed, no freedom, no power, letting people control your life instead of you controlling it, okay? Letting people like me make you feel miserable and upset and sad because my voice carries and I tell you the truth and you don't know how to handle it. So you're getting your feelings, girl, okay? I'm the one got the power, not you, okay? I'm the one making you move, okay? Get your power back, okay? Focus on you. Get your healing. It is love that heals, okay? It don't come from nowhere else. No other energy can do it. Love saved me. And it continues to save me. And in the future, when I feel a little bit worn out and sad and depressed and everything, or bad things happen, it is love that's going to pick me up again. Love is saving you. Love is saving you. When are you going to understand that? When is it going to get in your head? That is where your true power lies. All this other mess is just that mess. All this racism, bigotry, sexism, all this, it's mess. Okay. You are choosing every second. And I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying anybody is going to be perfect. This is, you are a spiritual being having a human experience. This is a journey. But you can decide what you're going to experience most of the time. You decide that. Nobody else can do it for you, no matter how much they love you. Okay, it's the love that kind of keeps you on the journey. But as all the greats always say, you're going to have to love yourself. Okay, you can get all the boyfriend, girlfriends, and have the greatest parents, the greatest grandparents. You can have all the greatest life in the world. It's people out there right now that have the greatest love and the greatest life in the world. They got money, they got love, they got all of that. But because they do not love themselves, they are choosing to run away from it, mess it up, destroy themselves. And I know that you've seen a movie or you know somebody like that. Or you seen somebody like that. Or you felt like somebody had everything. You're just like, they just messing it up. What are they doing? Okay. Anyway. I just want to say that real quick. And this right here, I thought I was going to post Hate Make You Stupid first, but I'm going to post this first because I just had to say it, okay? Love saves, okay? It has saved you, and it has saved me, okay? And some people lose that feeling of love. Some people are so distraught with themselves, and they listened to others put them down, and they took in that belief and they held it and they rolled with it, and they felt uncomfortable in this life, and they never claimed their power, they never got it back, they never got healing, they never spoke it, they only spoke bad things, they only thought about the bad things, they couldn't see their blessings in the midst of the storm, they couldn't see how great they was, they couldn't see that just because they're transgender, gay, black, white, or because they're poor or don't have the latest fashion and clothes and everything, or because they look a certain way and everybody's talking about them and bullying them and harassing them or making them feel bad on top of their feelings of not loving themselves, they took their own life. They chose to leave this planet. They chose suicide. That is part of the hate notion. Because love wants you to live, okay? Love is life. Hate destroys. Hate kills. Hate is considered what Christians would call the devil, okay? Love is what Christians would consider God, okay? So you got to choose. Every day you're choosing to be a God or not. And I understand, because listening to all that stuff really does affect you. It has affected me. And maybe I'll be more open about my life in the future, but I feel like it's still going to be like more one-on-one more than podcasts or public speaking or anything like that. But it's just like, I understand that. But you got to realize that that's hate. That's hurt people hurting, and then you taking that in, and you becoming, you basically, because I know this, you basically are dimming your light, dimming your love, and accepting their energy of hate and destruction and depression and stress and hurt. And sometimes I understand it can seem like it's a whole bunch of people, especially when you're a kid and in high school and junior high or elementary, and everybody's attacking you and bullying you. But it's people that has been bullied and attacked just like you, and they made it through. And they might have been broken. They might have been scarred and all that stuff. But the real ones will learn, I'm scarred. I grew out. I made it through all of that. But now it's time to get healing. And when you get on the other side, you ain't going to, all that stuff you've been through, it's it's like, it's part of my life, but it ain't really going to matter too big, because it's like, look where I came from and look where I am now. And when you look at where you are now and how you grown mentally and how you healed some things and how you faced some things, you start looking at the greatness that you are, and everything you've been through ends up being like powerful. It ends up being great, and it ends up being like, I made it through all of that, okay? And unlike many of my peers, I got healing. Because people are afraid of healing. People are afraid of love. People are afraid, okay? It takes strength and power and wisdom and hope and faith and truth and understanding to face all that and to say that I do not want to run away from the greatness that I am. And even in the midst of my current fear, I will walk through it. Love saved you, and love saved me. Love is constantly saving us. And I hope that this helped someone. And I hope that you heard me clear. And I hope that you start living it and being it and not just letting it go in and out of your ears. Okay? Because ain't nothing gonna happen without you putting in the time and the work. Trust me. I tried to not go to therapy. And I tried to not face the healing. I tried not forgiving. And I tried to appease my peers. And guess who end up broken, scarred, and alone? And the only way I found my strength, and the only way I found my courage, and the only way I found that, yes, I really am great despite what everybody else think. Because this is my mind. This is my ears. This is my nose. These are my eyes. This is my mouth. These are my teeth. These are my lips. These are my tongue. This is my throat. This is my body. This is me. And nobody else can live in this but me. 24/7, I am with me. You can't be with your parents 24/7. You can't be with the love of your life 24/7. You're eventually going to separate from them because they are not you. Thank you for the love that you've given me. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to really matter, and you're going to end up hurt until you find love of thyself. And that's why all the great teachers and leaders teach love yourself. And when you do experience love because you love yourself, it's way more powerful. Way more powerful. And when good things happen to you, it feels way better than it did when you didn't love yourself. Okay? When great things happen to you, it's going to feel even greater than it did when you didn't love yourself. People can do simple things, and I would find myself, oh, and being teary-eyed and stuff like that, okay? Because at the end of the day, you can't give what you can't don't have. So if you keep attracting broken relationships and all that stuff, holler at a player. We can have a one-on-one, okay? Okay? If you don't feel fulfilled in your life, and joy is not your go-to, okay? Most of the time, you got work to do, baby, okay? You might be in the vibration of hate more than love. That's all I can say, because I know how it is. I really, honestly do, okay? Love saved me, and love saves you, all right? Thank you for listening to Lyric Lamour on the Spiritual Shock Podcast. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and end it like I end most of my shows. So like I end most of my Spiritual Shock Podcast episodes. And when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't talking about what they did try. They talking about what they didn't try. So that told me that trying matters. Because as long as you try, it's something satisfactory about that. Because if people in their deathbed admiring just trying, that means it's something huge, okay? That means trying is something huge. So if you got a dream and you want to do a podcast too, you better get you a mic. That's what I'm doing, okay? You wanna be a YouTube sensation? You better start posting videos and keep posting even when there's zero views and no views and one views and all that stuff. You wanna be a doctor and lawyer? Hang in there on that education, okay? Okay, hang in there. Get that degree, okay? Okay, you can be and do anything. And I just wanted to remind you of that because it's in me, and I just. Every day I just got to get it out, okay? And, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the time. All right, Spiritual Shock. I'm Lyric Lamour. All right. All right, bye. I'm about to post this now, okay?